Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, and ways to awaken your inner soul intuition and wisdom. Today I welcome Minu Mariel, author of The Bee Book, A Journey into Miracles and a Guide to Self-Liberation. Minu, as guests of this show, are well aware. My guests and I share our journeys of self-investigation and our efforts for self-mastery of our emotions as we gain insights into the true nature of our physical and spiritual duality. In other words, we are souls having a physical life and merging the needs of both. And this offers us the possibilities for finding authentic, healthy, and a vital life force. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will travel with Minu from her very successful world as a business entrepreneur in Europe, Asia, and Australia, and a producer of 15 feature films for Bollywood and Hollywood, also acting as a special advisor to key leaders in the UK. In 2010, Minu went through a series of spiritual awakenings, which led to her awareness of her true soul mission. And she will share how that made all the difference in her thinking and actions, moving her to work towards creating the best version of herself. Minu, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and share an experience, person, or place that have led them to the values and interests they hold dear now as adults. For I feel we come with a life plan, and it often appears to present itself even as early as childhood. And we or other people sometimes can zoom in on this. So please think back for a moment.
Yes, the movie business was created because, you know, I was running the Inspired Leaders Network. There were many leaders who were part of it came from the finance industry and were earning very high commissions. And there was a particular tax incentive in the UK for investment in films. My sisters made movies in India. And what I kept hearing from them is, well, there are these tax incentives. Why don't you get your sisters to set their storylines in England and come and make movies in England? That's how it started. It was a complete, you know, accident. And you and I know there are no accidents.
Yes. So, very good.
That's how I stumbled into it. Little did I realize.
There was a reason. And can I tell everybody what the reason was? You wrote this, and this was partially the reason you stumbled into that, or were brought into that, guided into that. You wrote, "I saw that throughout my life I had made choices, created boundaries, and prioritized different aspects of my life from a place of trying to manage expectations, and I had compromised my own needs in the process. In an effort to keep peace and try to please everyone, I had often become overwhelmed. I continued to appear strong on the surface, while, unbeknownst to me, I had weakened on the inside and then allowed myself to disconnect from within. I realized that I had made these choices and that I had led a life of stress, anxiety, and disconnectedness. So now I made another choice. I chose to live an extraordinary life." Well, that's so beautifully said. And it's great that you were able to awaken and move on from those expectations of others and to find great wisdom from within your own intuition. So I love what you wrote, and that's how you ended up in that situation, so you could learn that. Let's go on to, we know what led you now to abandon your successful life and lifestyle to pursue living a miraculous life. That was one thing that happened. And what is your definition of a miraculous life in the real world?
Yes. So to me, It's really a life where you are connected, present, aware to really beauty around you, where something beautiful is always occurring that makes your heart sing. To me, that's my definition of miracle. So living a miraculous life is me becoming a seeker of beautiful things that exist around me, regardless of whatever the situation is. There's always something around us that we can connect to that makes our heart sing. And it's always bringing me back into that center of that miraculous experience. That's the kind of life that I live. So I'm a very active hunter of miracles. I also find, Cheryl, that sometimes, I travel a lot. So I'm in an airplane and it's really busy and stuff. And yes, I can always make things feel that they're really beautiful and they make my heart sing. And other times it takes a little bit of time to get into that vibration. And in those moments, I step into gratitude and I become a very active gratitude hunter. And I start connecting to everything that I can possibly be grateful for. And the whole idea for me is to really keep lifting my vibration to the highest vibration, which really leads me to be the highest being I can possibly be.
Absolutely. We don't want to be in the lower vibrations and emotions like anger and greed, disease and negativity and fear and worry. We can choose to do that if we want, or we can choose to be in the higher vibrations of love and happiness and seeking beauty and goodness. It's all around us, but we have to perceive it. And to do that, we have to eliminate a lot of the fears of our childhood and a lot of the expectations of other people. Now, finally, you say this, we are always choosing, even when we choose to allow someone else to make the choice for us or choose to make no choice. And that's exactly right. We're always choosing. So tell us something about that. And perhaps your earlier marriage, and I know you moved to Saudi Arabia, so you have been in many, many very different cultures all over the world and experienced the way some of the problems that exist for women and just for everybody in these different places. So tell us something about your learning about making choices for yourself.
Yes. I have to say, when I first got this realization that we are always choosing, even if we choose to make no choice, or even if we choose to hand over the responsibility of what is occurring with us to our circumstance or to our situation, it was a shock. It felt like a huge responsibility. And then it was as if I broke through, free out of the cocoon, and got my butterfly wings. And the moment where I connected to this was when I was going through a particular time in my marriage. I mean, I married my childhood sweetheart, and we were together for about 7 years before we actually formally had the marriage. And somehow, I didn't see this coming, but in the first year of marriage, he started physically abusing me. And at that point, I felt as if, I mean, it was a love marriage, as we call it in India. In India, you have love marriages and you have arranged marriages.
Mm-hmm.
My family, my mother tolerated it. My father was completely against it. And I remember when we were getting married, when I made the choice to get married, my father said to me, look, I really don't think this is right for you. And if you're making the choice, fine. But if anything goes wrong, then don't come crying to me. I really don't think my dad meant it in that way at all. However, when I started being beaten up, I just felt I had no choice. I couldn't go back. I couldn't go anywhere. I had to find a way of finding my own dignity whilst living through this life. And I would say, Cheryl, thinking back, all of those years, I really got that, given that I was making the choice to even allow this to continue, you know?
Well, you came from a mindset, and it's this way all over the world. You see, that was in India. But in many societies where the ancient patriarchal system has not changed much or evolved, like in the Middle East, where women are not allowed to work or go to school or exist in peace and are subjugated to the violence of men, we know all about that now. We're learning about that right now. Because it's beyond belief that such barbaric practices are still going on in the year 2000 and almost 17, right? Mm-hmm. But you see, I had a similar situation with my dad, and you know, once I went into marriage, I also knew that there was no turning back, because that's what was expected. If we made a choice, we had to deal with it successfully, no matter how it turned out. And eventually you did deal with it successfully. You were divorced, and you went on to develop in your own way, free. And that's what I hope eventually for all people in the world, in all marriages, in all societies, in all religions, that they stop making certain rules that actually harm people from their self-development. So we can understand why that happened, and I certainly understand that. I come from the same time as you and the same thought patterns from my father as you had from yours. But let's go on to, how did you end up making Bali your place of residence, and what is it like living there?
And I actually, just before I tell you about that, I just want to complete the thought pattern that we had just started. What I learned, Cheryl, is that, you know, through that whole marriage experience, what I learned is that I chose to give my power away. And given that I chose to give my power away, I could choose to have it back. And I obviously took that back. And, you know, then one thing led to another for me to then make the choice to actually, you know, leave everything that I had in London and come to Bali and live in Bali. Thinking with hindsight, I am so grateful for whatever occurred in that marriage, because, you know, given that I thought that I had no choice at the time, if he hadn't been as horrific as that whole experience was, I probably wouldn't be here. You know, I would not have made the choice of leaving everything and coming to Bali. So he played a really big part.
So Minu, just like being in the movie industry for a while, being married to your husband was part of the plan also. For you to move along in your development and transformation, and your being, you really weren't in the marriage that long, about 10 years, right?
Yes.
And I have such great respect for women who are able to extradite themselves from a situation where they or their children are in harm. So I have a great deal of respect for you for being able to do that. But let's go on. We're sharing your story of personal transformation through the events that happened that were not random, but were part of a divine plan for you. And I think throughout our world right now, people are awakening at this time. They simply are beginning to look within for the wondrous truth of our eternal soul nature, and to value the magnificence of their life experiences without so much judgment, and to realize the possibilities to create and manifest with their thoughts, intentions, and actions, going beyond the impossible to make it happen. And you wrote this in regard to that thought: be fulfilled and you enjoy whatever you have wherever you are. This to me seems to be the way to a purposeful, happy, healthy, joyful life. To try your best and accept challenges, staying true to your own personal power or soul graciousness. Reflecting this thought into the world of one's growing awareness of the true nature of our being seems to be the most valuable commodity on the planet, and I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. There is the truth of what a transformation and becoming aware and raising your vibration to a higher consciousness is all about. Minu, what would you like readers to take away with them after reading the B book?
A couple of things that I would love for people to take away. One is, you know, we've learned to create a to-do list. What if you actually created a B list instead? You know, you have a list of B words, and every day choose a word which is how you're going to be that day, and allow the doing to flow.
Good. And yes, excellent. And I know some of the words you have on that B list. Can I give a few to our listeners?
Yes, of course.
Be miraculous. Be magical. Be abundant. Be trust. Be beauty. Be grace. Be love. And all of those are what we search for in the soul. And I'm so glad you made up the B list, because it's simple, but it's very effective. And I want to thank you, Minu Moriel, for sharing your journey from one world of our physical life to the inner world of soul energy, and for writing the B book, which offers readers ways to discover their true nature and utilize this new perspective to create lives living up to the wondrous gifts of the universe that are only waiting to be discovered and utilized. For more information and to purchase this book, go to Minu, which is spelled M-Y-N-O-O, Moriel, Moriel.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have seen how it is possible and even desirable to defy traditional boundaries and create a life where inner happiness and spiritual awareness afford you the confidence to go beyond the status quo and ordinary life to truly become the best version of your magnificent soul self. Minu writes, knowledge has an innately powerful ability for changing your perception of reality, forever helping you to consciously reframe and tackle areas that are holding you back. Once you read the B book, there is no going back. As you follow me through my personal journey, your perception of life will forever alter, allowing you to break through your personal barriers, become your own guru, and take the driving seat to a bigger, better, and more fulfilling life. Minu and I would have you begin to know that as you begin to rejoice in the coincidences, synchronicities, and miracles of your life, without questioning and with greater love and appreciation for yourself and others, the flow of your intentions will manifest into your life, and you will receive wisdom and help as you do the work to unfold and express the creative force of your soul energy into the world. All obstacles will fall away, and all the resources, people, and opportunities you need will come to you with ease. Trust that you can, and you will achieve many delightful happenings that bring smiles to you and others in a continuous flow of love. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to the wondrous voices and thoughts of those connected to higher source who share their unique insights into our human and divine nature for our spiritual growth and a better quality of life. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.